Wiki iliyopita tulisikia kwamba Yesu aliwaambia wanafunzi wake kwamba lazima akufe. He was going to be rejected. He was going to die. There would be no great military victory. There would be no coming in glory to Jerusalem at that time. Kwa sababu ya kwanza, lazima shida la zambi be dealt with. That man cannot claim glory because man is a sinner. There can only be glory through the sufferings and death of Jesus Christ. Jesus was not going to take a throne with earthly weapons or political weapons. He wasn't going to lead a new party. He wasn't going to fight against enemies like the Nchila Warume or anyone else. He'd come to fight with the devil. And he'd come to win by sacrifice. He'd come to claim his kingdom through his own blood. As the penalty, the punishment that man's sin deserved was to fall on Jesus. Sasa anatuonyesha njia kuwa wanafunzi wake. How do we follow him? What do we now do? How can we be his disciples? No? Tutendelea kutumia maswali manne. Four questions. Now, la kwanza ni hii. Ni nini kuwa mwanafunzi? What is being a disciple? We're in verse 23. So Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Now you see, a disciple is a learner or a student. Katika kilugha ya Kiingereza pana maneno mingi kama hivi, kama haya. A student, a follower. Palikuwa walimu wengi katika nchi la Israel. And each one could open his own school. His disciples, his followers, would come and learn from him. They would sit at his feet. They would get his teaching. Then they would go out and practice it. Now, how can you be a follower of Jesus? What is needed to be one of his students? The word Christian, it means a Christ one of Christ's, somebody who belongs to the Messiah. And the way of life of a Christian, a disciple of Jesus, it's much, much more than just being a member of a church or having been baptized somewhere. There's a whole way of life. See, in those days, the teachers, they're called the rabbis, they taught you a whole way of life. You can't just be born into it, but you have to learn it. So how are we to be? What did he say? What is the heart, what is the center of being a disciple of Christ? The answer in verse 23, he says, so if anyone would come after me, that is, if you want to be my follower, then he must deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. Deny yourself, take up the cross each day, and follow him. Now, what does that mean? Because often you see a cross in many places. We moved our home, and I saw that the driver of the lorry had a cross. And I wonder why he has that. It's like a charm, perhaps, that you think if you have a cross in your lorry or cross around your neck or cross in your home, then you're safe from the works of Satan. But that's not what it means. The people in the days of Jesus who took a cross, they were walking to their deaths. They had finished with their own lives in this world. All their desires, all their dreams, all their possessions, everything that they had, they were now finished with. They were taking their cross to go and be put to death, to die a shameful, painful death. That was what the person was doing when they took up their cross. That was what Jesus did when, some months later, he took up his cross. Jesus is saying that to be a Christian, you have to hand over everything to Jesus. That all your desires, all your plans, everything you have, everything you are, you put it at the feet of Jesus and say, "Now, Jesus, this is yours, and I am yours." And you have to be ready now to be rejected by the world, to have trouble in the world, to suffer in the world, because of faithfulness to Christ. That when, now this doesn't happen in everything, some things in life go smoothly, but when sometimes you have a choice, one of them's easy, but one, the other is obeying Jesus. And you have a choice to make life good for yourself or to obey Jesus. Jesus says, give up your own life and obey me, whatever it costs you. Here he makes it clear where the limit is. Now, he doesn't say, follow me unless you have some trouble. He doesn't say, follow me unless problems come. He says, follow me even to the point where you have to be crucified, where you have to hang naked, be mocked and rejected by the whole world and die. That's the limit. That's the way to follow me. Following Jesus isn't a way to be popular. It's not the way of pleasing man. It's not the way of getting money or power, but it's the way of obedience, keeping his commandments. Jesus wasn't popular. He didn't try to please man. He wasn't aiming to be rich and powerful, but he spoke the truth and he lived the truth. And then people hated him for it. They rejected him because of it. And in the end, he gave up everything. Christianity is a way of self-denial. In this life, it's not a way to achieve your goals and dreams. Many preachers say that Christ can help you to reach the level you want to. Well, Christ can do all things, but it's not Christ's goal to make us great in the things of this life. Christ's aim is to make us holy and to make us ready for life in a better world. Christ wants us to be ready for a world of glory and perfection, which he's bringing. But this old world is passing away. Christianity is not a life of seeing a blessing and claiming it and getting more and more blessing to yourself, the blessings of this life. It's a way of denying ourselves and saying no to what's easy, saying yes to what serves Jesus. And he says it's like this all the time. Je umeona neno hili kila siku. It says daily, take up the cross daily. Not a little bit of serving Jesus when times are good. Nah, kum sahau the rest of the time. But to follow Jesus in the good times and in the bad every day. Does that sound hard? That is hard. That is impossible. Only the person who is born again by the Spirit of God can do that. Kufanya vitu hivi, utahitaji moyo ipya, utahitaji roho mtakatifu katika maisha yako. Lazima uwezaliwa mara ya pili. You see, it's so much more than going to church or saying some words. It's a whole new way of of living. Living by dying. Giving up what you want to do. Giving up the things you liked. And doing what Jesus gives you to do. Not living for yourself, but for Christ. You need to be converted to do that. Maybe you're not converted. Maybe you don't have a new heart. Or plead with Jesus. Jesus, give me this heart to go the way of the cross. Give me the desire to follow after you. Kwasababu, amesema kwamba njia hili ni njia peke lake, hakuna mwingine. Katika mstari 23, alisema, if anyone would come after me, anyone at all, wanafunzi wote wa Yesu lazima wafanye vitu hivi. There's no other way, if anyone. So, are you in the way of the cross? Mhubiri moja alisema kwamba, well, he said there's two different things that are being preached. Some preachers are preaching the word he used was religion, or theology, actually. But let's...
Dini.
Dini. People know that word. Dini ya utukufu. Preachers who say, follow Jesus, life is good. You won't get sick. You won't be poor. You won't be hungry. That's a theology, a dini of glory. But it's not true. Ukweli ni dini la msalaba. The Christianity of the cross. There is glory in Christianity, but it comes after the cross. We'll see that later. So, tuendele na katika mstari 24, tunaweza kujifunza jibu ya swali hii. Kwa nini lazima tuwe wanafunzi katika njia hili? Why must we be disciples this way? What is at stake? And what? Why does it matter? Why not just say, if that's the way it is, then no thanks. Just leave me alone. Let me do something else. Jesus knows we really need to know why this is important. You come and say to a man, today you've got to die. It's really important that you die. So why? Why do I need to die? I don't want to die. The gospel is coming and saying, you need to die. I say, why? Well, discipleship costs you your life, but the alternative is worse. To not follow Jesus costs you eternally. So verse 24, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me will save it. Now what does that mean? Well, a person who wants to save his life, he wants to spare himself. He wants to have the best of this world as well as the best of heaven. And so he spares himself. He won't deny himself. He won't do anything difficult for Jesus. He's trying to save his life in this life. Trying to save his life in this world. And Jesus says that one will lose it. What he means is he'll lose his soul eternally. The Bible says there is such a place as hell. There is a place of eternal punishment. There is a fire where all sinners are going to. There is a fire where all the children of Adam are heading towards. Today, one day closer than yesterday. This week, the lost people of Eldoret are 1 week closer to that fire than they were last week. Jesus, he loves us, and so he warns us. He loves us, and so he tells us, if you try to keep your life the way you like it, then you will be lost and ruined forever. The one who doesn't like the way of the cross, there's nothing else for him. We don't understand how sinful sin is to God. We don't realize how hateful it is because our eyes are blind. We make excuses. We say, oh, everybody else, they're doing it as well. My neighbor, he's just the same as me. But your neighbor is hateful to God also. Your neighbor is rejected by God, the holy God also. And Jesus says, if you try to go your own way, you lose everything. But, he says, but, great word, but, whoever loses his life for me will save it. If your life is given to Jesus, and you'll save it. When Jesus comes again in glory, he'll share that glory with you. You'll see him. You'll be in that world that has no illness, no pain, no sadness, no sickness, no death. That world where we walk with God, where we know him completely. It says, give up your life now and you'll be part of it. See, Jesus, he gave up his life. He went to the cross. To follow the Father, he was crucified. And God raised him up from the dead. God put him at his right hand in heaven. God gave him the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and forever. So Jesus shows us what it means to give up your life and you'll be given it back again in glory. Who's the person who'll be in that world? The one who takes up his cross each day. So you know, they don't want to carry the cross. They want the name of a Christian, but they don't want to deny themselves. Jesus says they will lose all that they have. What you call yourself doesn't matter. It's what you are. What are you in the sight of God? Now, mastari eshirini na tano. Is it worth being a Christian? Is it worth it? This is really continuing. Tena Yesu, he asks us, he says, what good is it? What good is it? So you do the sums, you weigh this up. Suppose you gain the whole world. Let's say that everything you can see is yours. Buildings, houses, people, fields, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the trees, the birds, they're all yours. So this whole universe, you can just walk into Washington, D.C. and say, I live here now, this White House, it's mine. Barack, you go live somewhere else. The whole thing, it's yours. Banks, gold, cars. You just walk into Nairobi, find the dealers of the Mercedes. This is now all mine. Now, would you like that? In exchange for your soul. Suppose all those things become yours. Kwa roho yako. That is, as a swap. That's the deal. That's the price. Because why do people not want to take up the cross? Because it'll cost them something. There'll be trouble. There'll be pain. Well, how about instead of all, of any pain, you have the whole world, but it costs you your soul. What good is it? Because when you die, even if you own the universe, you leave it behind. If you own the Bank of Kenya and the Bank of America, if you own Africa and Asia, when you die, we'll want to see what's written in your will and who you're giving it to, because it can't be yours anymore. You come into this world with nothing, you leave this world with nothing. Well, when you come into this world, you have a body, at least. You have hair, you have fingers, you have hands, you have feet. But when you leave this world, even that you leave behind. You don't even take that with you. So what's the use? This life is just for a few years. But eternal hell is forever and ever and ever. And after you've been there years and generations and ages and millennia, the end is not getting any nearer. Today I'm a day nearer the end of this life. But the man in hell, he never ever gets any nearer. So Jesus says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? You see, if you don't go the way of the cross, then in the end, you will lose everything. Okay, Mastari Ishirina Sitana Ishirina Saba Masuali Yamwishu. Kwanini ni kuzuri ku kusikia manenu ya Yesu. Well, why is it important? What else do we need to know about him? He says one day he will come in glory. Verse 26. The Son of Man will come in glory, in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. That title, Son of Man, is coming out of the Old Testament from the book of Daniel, speaks of the judge, the one who will rule, speaks of the new head of the human race. Adam before was our father, but Jesus is the one now who's given authority and power to rule and to judge. Now he came very low. He came as a poor man. He came rejected. But one day he will come in his true glory and every eye will see him. He'll come in the Father's glory. He'll come with the angels. He'll come to judge the world. For now, he's hidden. You can't see him. You can't say, well, here are the riches of Kenyatta. I think he's the richest man in Kenya. And here are the riches of Jesus. No, you can't compare that way. You can't add up and say, oh, Kenyatta's got, what do they say, $500 million? How much has Jesus got? You can't do it. You can look at State House and say, well, there's Kibaki. What about Jesus? Where's his house? You can't see it. But one day, we will all see. Openly. Today, people choose Jesus or they reject Jesus. And you watch their lives. Can be hard to say which one is which. Or this one's being blessed, but he's not following Jesus. This one, he's having a lot of sickness, but he's following Jesus. What's happening? Things are hidden today, but on that day we will see. On that day, the Son of Man will be ashamed of some people. That is, he will reject them. He will say, these aren't my people. Who will he say that to? The person who's ashamed of him today. The person who's ashamed of Jesus today. The person who does not obey his word. The person who says, I don't like the way of the cross. It's difficult. If you say you don't want it, then you're ashamed of Jesus. You're saying, he's not worth it. He's not great enough. He's not good enough for me to follow him. No, let me not follow him. Then you're ashamed of Jesus. Jesus says, he will be ashamed also of you on that day before everyone. The whole world will be looking on. And Jesus says, this is not one of mine. He was ashamed of me in life. He didn't like to name me. He liked to keep his Christianity hidden. He didn't like it to cost anything. He's not one of my people. What an awful day that will be. But for others, he will honor us. The Bible says, those who honor him, he will honor. Those who are happy to name Jesus and to follow him, he will be happy to name them and to take them for himself. Now to these disciples, in verse 27, he encouraged them. Now the 12 are with him, and others perhaps were with him too. Yes, others were with him too. And he said, I tell you the truth. He said, this is certain. Count on this. Some who are standing here, they will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. Now, what does that mean? Because all of those men are dead now. It can't mean the second coming. It can't mean his final completing of everything. It can't mean his finishing everything at the end. Now, one of those disciples died, Judas, a few months later. There are some things Judas never saw. Judas never saw Jesus rising from the dead. He never saw him defeating death and sin and hell. He never saw the great victory Jesus won on the cross. Judas never saw the day of Pentecost. He never saw the gospel being preached to people who had come from many, many lands. He never saw churches being planted in many places. He never saw the good news going out of Israel and going to other countries of the world. He never saw Gentiles, that is, non-Jews, Watu Kamasisi, entering the church. He never saw people who were not Jews coming in and being saved and being one church. He never saw the end of the Jewish religion, the temple being destroyed, the sacrifices being finished, and the church spreading through the world. He never saw those things. Those things are what Jesus meant. The coming of the kingdom of God. Now the completing of the kingdom of God, we're still waiting. It's not here yet. But the coming of the kingdom of God in power, when the gospel was preached and people from many, many countries started to worship Jehovah, the God of Israel, the other disciples, they saw those things. When Jesus spoke, he had little power, few followers, only a few poor people in Israel, only a few Jews. But years later, they saw people of many nations turning from idols, turning from sin, giving their lives to Jesus, following the God of Israel, something that had not been known before. Now, if you've lived until today, then you can see much, much more. You can see the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached across the whole globe, not just the countries near to Israel, but across Africa, across Asia, across America, across Europe, across South America, there are people following Jesus. Even though it costs them, even though they suffer, even in some countries they die, yet they will not stop following Jesus. They will not stop giving themselves to him. When you see that, Jesus says, Now that's a promise to you, and that's a sign to you that God is bringing his kingdom through all nations, and he will complete the work. He will put every enemy under his feet. He will bring kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers also to take up the cross and to follow him and to honor him. And he will be honored from shore to shore. He will be honored to the ends of the earth. We've seen the beginning of these things. So you don't need to doubt. You don't need to question and say, is Jesus really the king? Because even now, even today, he's being preached across the whole world. Jesus is Lord. The question is, are you part of it? Are you part of this new world? Are you part of what Jesus is building throughout the nations? The only way to be part of it is to take up the cross. Die now, and you'll have glory when he comes. Or are you part of the old world? This part of the old world that's passing away. Yeah, there's gold in the old world. There's houses and cars in the old world. There's all kinds of pleasures and entertainment and fun in the old world, but it's passing away. And if that's all you have, you'll pass away with it. You'll be gone with it. You'll be lost too. When it's all burnt up, you'll be burnt up too. Are you listening to what Jesus is saying? Are you following him? Are you going after him in the way of the cross so that you too can follow after him in rising again?